This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Terrasonic.
Does your car have a name? Does it speak to you? Is your car trying to tell you goodbye? At KGNU, we treat every vehicle donation as a heartfelt and generous contribution. If it's time for you to give your beloved vehicle a meaningful send-off, consider donating it to KGNU. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR and a friendly operator will walk you through the vehicle donation process. That's 1-844-KGNU-CAR, and thanks.
Support comes from Swallow Hill Music, presenting French-Venezuelan artist La Chica on September 22nd. Details at swallowhillmusic.org.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a kind of gray, cool day here on the Colorado Front Range. Temps only in the mid-60s. Chance of rain a little bit later in the afternoon, you know, just kind of one of those days. But whether you are tuned in live on this Saturday or wherever you're tuned in, and whenever, thanks for joining me. We've got a lot of great music ahead in the show for you, of course. Some tickets to give away a little bit later as well. It's the usual deal. So let's just get down to it. This is Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU.
Te han engañado. Invierno no dura por siempre, pero hoy está nublado. Olvídate de lo que te han enseñado, porque yo creo en un mundo antiguo. ¿Dónde nació esta confusión? Esa siembra se transformó en trigo y creció tan alto que ocultó la solución. La radio más vieja del mundo es la ventolina que nos trajo las palabras de los tambores sobre la colina.
Thank you. que van ciegos al matadero. Siempre han habido lobos y rateros. En este mundo no hay nada nuevo. Si no la traes, yo la llevo. Siembra con la verdad. Sin justicia no hay libertad.
Siempre ha habido lobos.
Siembra para soñar. Thank you.
vida, oye el consejo de tus viejos. Óyelo, óyelo, óyelo. Antes de volar, camina. Luego ya podrás correr. Quiere bien, brinda amor, y haz de tu vida un canto.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU Community Radio. My name is Joel Davis, your host for this weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Thank you for joining me and hope you are enjoying what you are hearing so far. We began with Making Movies and a new record from them called Sopa, that's pronounced X-O-P-A. And La Primera Radio featuring Mark Ribot to get us started today. And then from Sao Paulo, Brazil, Cessa, the artist, a new record from him called Estrela Acessa, and a track called Musica. And then also from Brazil, Huxara Marshall, very good chance that I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, from a record called Ep Deb and Choro, the track. And then from Lyon, France, the Bongo Hop. I believe this is the fifth record from him. It's called La Ñapa, and it's out on Underdog Records. And a few special guests on that, including Nidia Gongora from Colombia. I've heard her collaborating quite a bit recently with Quantic, and here on a track called Esta Vida. And in the background, from Venezuela, Puerta de la Cruz, via Miami, it's Mr. Power and Electrópico. and a new single called Cumbia de la Masaya. Still a bunch of music to come in the program, some tickets to offer up when the time is right. And happy to take your calls and emails. 303-442-4242 or dj@kgnu.org. I am Joel Davis. This is Terrasonic on KGNU. Exactly 30 minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, and we're halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride Around the World of Music. That last track, beautiful piece from Hassan Wargi. Azumza. And it comes from a great compilation out on the, what's the name of that label? Hive Mind label, the compilation called The Uncanny Times. And before that, from Dub Cavalli, Gaudi, and the great Cavalli master Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, and Terejana Kere Rang Lawe. And that came out, at least 10, 15, maybe 20 years ago on the Six Degrees label. 2007, it looks like. So about 15 years ago. And in the background right now, from a release that came out in 1996 on the Sub Rosa label, a collection called 10% File Under Burrows, a sort of tribute to and collection of music inspired by William S. Burroughs and his time specifically in Morocco. This is a track by Scanner, a.k.a. Robin Rimbaud, an electronic artist from London. And this is Gazelle in the Desert, the Mellow Mix. Crazy week in the world, and especially in this country. Big stuff happening, and we're all feeling a lot of things, and I'm just looking for like the right thing to express what I'm feeling for this last, for the last kind of break from the last 10 or 15 minutes. If you got any ideas, give me a call, 303-442-42 or DJ@KGNU.org. Otherwise, let's just get back into the music. Do have some tickets to give away. We'll do that maybe in the next break. But now let's just trance out to this for a little bit. It's Terrasonic on KGNU. We'll be right back.
like, I know what she knew. Show me bola, I beg your shoe. The one shoe load day. The shoe of my shoe, what it was. The shoe of banana, what my shoe, what it was. The shoe of banana.
Yeah.
Quarter till the top of the hour here, and this week's Magic Carpet Ride Around the World of Music, known as Terrasonic, is rounding into the final turn. That last track, new music from Bandish Project out of India, Fasle, featuring Bhavya Pandit. Beautiful stuff there. Then Magabo, prior to that, his latest Amor e Revolução. And prior to that, Rabi Harnoon and VB Cool from Gnawa Electric Lawn, Volume 2, Fulani, the track. Right now in the background, brand new music from the Bacow Rhythm and Steel Band. Their newest record is called Expansions, and this is a cover of the Sylvester track, I Need Somebody to Love Tonight. As promised, I got some tickets to give away to see two MX2 and Lolita with Kid Astronaut at the Aggie Theater in Fort Collins, Saturday, July 9th. These will be, you'll be on the guest list at the box office. 7 o'clock doors, 8 o'clock show, under 18 requires accompanying adult. This is Latin pop hip-hop group 2MX2 out of Colorado, well known for their modern renditions of traditional Latin music into danceable urban rhythms, and Kid Astronaut as well. Should be a good time. It's at the Aggie Theater. More info at aggietheater.com. We love it when you're a KGNU listener member and take these. We love it even more when you win these tickets and actually go to the show. Saturday, July 9th at the Aggie Theater, 2MX2 and Lolita with Kid Astronaut. Be the third caller at 303-442-4242. Or, yeah, 303-442-4242. Third caller going to see 2MX2 and Lolita with Kid Astronaut at the Aggie Theater Saturday, July 9th. Start dialing, and a little bit more music to go. Some catharsis, maybe a little bit of catharsis coming up in the next track or so. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
Prima que Сам пішов плясать, сам пішов плясать. Наплясався, наігрався, з доброї волі розпрощався, скочив на крильцо, вдарив у кольцо. Під монахом конь розвідся зеленим лугом, конь лугом, 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 ходять дівочки кругом, дівки не знайшов, до вдови пішов.
Цілував, малував, роз душею називав, закричав ура, закричав ура. Ой, ура, 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 сочинилася біда, де не мала я, де не мала я.
Coming up at the top of the hour here, this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music known as Terrasonic is coming in for a landing. That was Ukraine's ethno chaos band Daka Braka and Monach. And before that, we heard Shujo Gato or Yell. And that comes from... Of course, I don't have the band's name right in front of me because I've never done this before, don't know what I'm doing. That was, of course, Beșo Drum from Romania. And yeah, Shujo Gato, Yell. And that was the song of catharsis that I was looking for today. Hope it worked for you, too. In the background right now, the instrumental version of Breath Control from MC Yogi. Taking us out of here, 1 o'clock exactly at KGNU Boulder, Denver. with translators K229AC Netherlands, K254CH Laporte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-powered community radio for the Front Range and beyond. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks very much for listening. Take good care of yourselves and each other. And stay tuned. The Donovan is coming up with Reggae Bloodlines. Have a great weekend, y'all.
And then in the 20th.
Hello, this is Danielle Yawovetska with the BBC News. Russian forces have taken full control of the eastern Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk after Ukraine withdrew its remaining troops. It's the largest city since Mariupol to fall into Russian hands. More from Joe Inwood.
This will be a big victory for the Russians. They've been trying to take this city for many, many weeks, using incredibly heavy bombardments of artillery and pushing their forces in. The Ukrainians are saying, though, that they've pulled back to a more defensible position, lines in Lysychansk, which is just across a river called the Seversky-Donets River. And I think they're going to be hoping they can regroup there, reform their positions, and hold the line there. But it is worth saying that even that city, although it is more defensible, is still coming under pressure. The Russians have been coming from the south. They say they've encircled a large number of troops around a town called Zolote. And so they are trying to put pressure on Lysychansk as well. So these are difficult days for the Ukrainians.
President Putin has said Moscow will supply Belarus with Iskander-M missile systems. He told the Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko that the short-range mobile ballistic systems would be handed over in the coming months. The missiles can carry conventional or nuclear warheads. President Biden has again criticised Friday's Supreme Court decision to remove the constitutional right to abortion, calling it painful and devastating for many Americans. He said his administration would be closely monitoring how individual states implemented bans on abortion. There have been more demonstrations outside the Supreme Court, from where Nomia Iqbal reports.
Politically, what we're going to see happen, certainly for the Democratic Party, is that they're hoping that this will galvanise voters for the midterm elections. And I've been trying to get a sense of that from some of the people that are here. One woman who's from Pennsylvania, a very crucial swing state, one of the states where the election is ultimately decided, said to me this is 100% an election issue for her. Anyone who is against abortion will not get her vote. But I think what will be interesting to see in the long run is, will it be enough to turn voters' attention away from so many other issues that are playing out here in America, such as inflation, for example?
Gabon and Togo have been admitted as new members of the Commonwealth at the organisation's Heads of Government Summit in Rwanda. The Rwandan President Paul Kagame welcomed the two countries and said it reflected the diversity of the Commonwealth. Joyce Itutu reports.
The two West and Central African countries follow in the footsteps of Rwanda and Mozambique, who became members despite not having any links to the former British Empire. According to Reuters, the Togolese foreign minister said Togo's inclusion into the Commonwealth would help it develop closer ties with English-speaking countries, opening up new horizons outside of France's sphere of influence in West Africa. As new members of the Commonwealth, the nations must agree to a set of core values which include democracy, free and fair elections, and gender equality.
World news from the BBC. The Taliban rulers in Afghanistan have pledged not to interfere with international efforts to distribute aid to tens of thousands of people affected by this week's deadly earthquake. An official in Paktika province, the worst hit area, said aid agencies could provide relief material themselves and the Taliban would assist. Iran's top security official has said that Tehran will continue developing its nuclear program until the West changes what he called its illegal behaviour. Ali Shamhani was speaking at a meeting with the EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, who had earlier said that talks on reviving the 2015 nuclear deal should resume in the coming days after being stalled for several months. Zimbabwe's annual inflation has risen to more than 190% this month. Inflation, which was at 96% in April, has nearly doubled as the prices of cooking oil and bread have increased as a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. More from Richard Hamilton.
Rising prices in Zimbabwe revive memories of hyperinflation when it spiraled so far out of control that by 2008, the government stopped disclosing official statistics and the central bank issued a $100 trillion note. This week, thousands of nurses and doctors at state-run hospitals have been demanding to be paid in US dollars due to the fall in the value of the local currency. They went on strike on Monday after rejecting a government offer to double their wages, saying it would not match inflation.
An indigenous leader in Peru has criticised the government's decision to declare a 60-day state of emergency on their lands without consulting them. The Peruvian authorities said the measure was aimed at protecting the area in the Amazon region from a surge in illegal logging and mining. That's the latest BBC News.